At number 5, we have the Shroud of Turin. The Shroud of Turin is among the most well-known relics believed to be connected with Christ's Passion. The burial shroud is a little more than 14 feet long and 3.5 feet wide. It bears the image of the front and back of a man who had been brutally tortured and crucified. The relic has been venerated for centuries by Christians as the burial shroud of Jesus. It has been subject to intense scientific study to consider its authenticity and origins. Even to this day, many new scientific findings have emerged which surely prove the authenticity of the shroud. Among the many scientific discoveries were that the blood found on the shroud were AB blood, the exact same blood type found in every Eucharistic miracle that has been scientifically examined. That itself should tell you a lot about the shroud's authenticity. At number 4 is the blood of St. Januarius. St. Januarius, bishop, martyr, and patron of Naples, is famous for the miracle of the annual liquefaction of his blood, which, according to legend, was saved by a woman called Eusebia just after the saint was beheaded. Traditionally, on this day and on two other occasions a year, his blood, which is kept in two glass ampules in the shape of a rounded cruet, liquefies. According to documentation, the miracle has taken place since at least 1389, the first instance on record. The liquefaction process sometimes takes hours or even days, but sometimes it doesn't happen at all. Normally, after a period that can range from 2 minutes to an hour, the solid mass turns red and begins to bubble. Several investigations have already been conducted in the past to find a scientific explanation that answers the question of how something solid can suddenly liquefy, but none has been satisfactory so far. It was thought that this could just be clotted blood, but clotted blood is only known to liquefy and not become solid again, unlike the blood of St. Januarius. At number 3 is Marian apparitions. Besides the 12 approved apparitions at Fatima, Portugal, Guadalupe, Mexico, Lourdes, France, Bano, Belgium, Bahrain, Belgium, Kibeho, Rwanda, Zaytun, Egypt, Akita, Japan, Knock, Ireland, Pontmar, France, La Salette, France, and Paris, France. Out of these 12 approved apparitions, there have been 11 out of the 386 apparitions which have not been approved with a supernatural character, but which have received a yes to indicate the local bishop's approval of faith and expression, prayer and devotion at the site. Let's look at a few Marian apparitions. The most famous apparition being that at Fatima, with the miracle of the sun, the dance around the sky, and it wasn't just witnessed by the three visionaries themselves, but by 70,000 people. In Lourdes, there have been more than 7,000 miraculous recoveries attributed to the intercession of Our Lady of Lourdes at the French shrine, and 70 cases have been officially recognized by the Catholic Church. The last official miracle attributed to the intercession of Our Lady of Lourdes was declared in 2013. In Zaytun, Egypt, from April 2, 1968 to May 29, 1971, the Virgin Mary appeared weekly on average, especially around feast days, on top of St. Mary's Coptic Church in Zaytun for all to see. This was not something just witnessed in a mystical vision by a few. It was a supernatural experience perceived by massive crowds for years. In addition, this occurred in a predominantly Muslim country and at a Coptic church, which might be why Catholics are less familiar with it. The Blessed Virgin Mary was witnessed by hundreds of thousands of people, including Copts, Catholics, Protestants, Muslims, and even secular Marxists, like the former Egyptian president, Abdel Nasser. The sick were cured, and the non-believers believed. Let's jump all the way to Mexico. Our Lady of Guadalupe is a beloved devotion that fascinates both believers and non-believers. Millions of pilgrims travel across the world to visit the Basilica of Our Lady of Guadalupe in Mexico City. The original tilma of St. Juan Diego, which is on display in the Basilica, has been subjected to scientific testing to prove its miraculous authenticity. What makes it truly captivating is the fact that the image of Our Lady of Guadalupe appears to defy scientific explanation. For instance, there is no undersketch, and an examination has revealed that there are no brushstrokes. In addition, the origination of the coloring has not yet been discovered by scientists. Amazed yet? These are just barely a quarter of the many miraculous phenomena associated with Marian apparitions. At number 2, the incorrupt saints. The Church recognizes approximately 100 saints as incorrupt, the most notable being Saint Bernadette Subiru, as it was the miracle of incorruptibility, which were one of the two miracles that paved the way for her canonization. The Church does not view incorruptibility as a miracle anymore that could advance a cause for sainthood. But let's be honest here. Do you think it's normal that an arm were to bleed fresh blood almost 2 years after death, as with the case of Saint Nicholas of Tolentino? During the first exhumation of Saint Bernadette, it was found that most of her internal organs were preserved, a mystery that made even the examining doctor conclude that this all did not seem to be a natural phenomenon. Saint Agnes of Monte Pulciano died in 1317. Not only did her body remain incorrupt, but a perfumed liquid flowed from her hands and feet. Another Italian, Saint Catherine of Bologna, died at the age of 49 in the year 1463. She was buried unembalmed and without a casket, 18 days later, after various reports of graveside miracles and the strong and sweet smell of perfume aroma. Her body was exhumed and found to be flexible and uncorrupted. Science itself could never ever come anywhere near a conclusion. And at number 1, Eucharistic miracles. Throughout Christian history, our Lord has shown us that He is really and truly present in the Blessed Sacrament. Interestingly, many Eucharistic miracles have occurred during times of weakened faith. For instance, many Eucharistic miracles have taken place as a result of someone doubting the real presence. Most Eucharistic miracles involve incidences in which the host had turned into human flesh and blood. Of course, we as Catholics believe that the consecrated host is the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord, under the appearances of bread and wine. Therefore, Jesus, through these miracles, merely manifests His presence in a more tangible way. Around the world, there have been reports of Eucharistic miracles that have been subjected to scientific examination, with some startling results. While the Eucharist itself, celebrated on altars around the world, is rightfully considered by the faithful to be the greatest miracle of Catholicism, the most convincing cases, however, are those in which the consecrated host had transformed into human flesh or been seen to bleed human blood, as verified by scientific testing. A correspondence between samples across countries and centuries had been found. In all cases, testing has shown 1. The blood is from a human from the group AB, which is also the blood type found on the purported burial cloth of Christ, the Shroud of Turin. 2. The samples had been taken from the heart. And 3. There were signs of distress having occurred in the patient. Over the centuries, with an explosion of reports documented in the 13th, 14th, and 15th centuries, there have been more than 100 cases of Eucharistic miracles around the world that have received some form of church recognition, occurring in 20 countries worldwide.